I remember when the governor established the commission, he voiced support for this evidence-based model, this plan put forth by the School Management Alliance, and it was the most talked about model in the commission. But the report doesn't specify that as the best plan.
I actually think that the report reflects the premise of the evidence-based model, that you need adequacy targets for every district based on the needs of the students in the district, and that you really need to look at best practices and expert opinion to build those adequacy targets. And I think even in the appendices, you'll see a list of possible elements that can be included in that.
And it happens to be 27, just like the evidence-based model. Right.
But I also think there are a lot of decisions that members of the General Assembly are going to have to make.
Okay. When I interviewed Senator Karen McConaughey, she said, nobody is going to come out of this commission saying, see, my plan was right all along. There's not anybody's plan, not Senator Andy Menard's, not this one.
Senator McConaughey is right. The bill that is developed out of this framework won't belong to any one caucus or to the administration. It will be a reflection of this group that the governor brought together specifically to create a funding formula that works best for Illinois children.
It seemed that the commission was like working on these fine little points, very detailed discussions, and you finally came up with, I would say, something more than a framework, some real specific things. The state board ran the numbers for you using 12 unidentified districts. Their identities were kept secret, but they were representative of basically every kind of district across the state except Chicago. And as far as I understand, the lawmakers still don't know the identities of the districts that you ran the numbers for.
That is correct.
So you were just trying to test like the pure concept of what the commission was looking at that point?
Exactly. You know, we had done a lot of work on how the different parts of a school funding formula work. How do you set adequacy targets? What does a distribution model look like? We thought it really important to use representative districts rather than run the entire state, because once you run the entire state, people will become distracted by the numbers at the end of the process rather than how we got to those numbers.
Everything I've watched, you know, try to get through the General Assembly, when it comes down to the wealthier districts are going to lose some money or not get as much as other districts, it kind of all like comes to a halt. Even in the commission, there were moments where a lawmaker would say, but this doesn't seem fair. So how do you get people over that hump?
Well, I think that was part of the reason of having the bicameral, bipartisan conversations in an open setting in front of the advocates. You know, part of this was also to have conversations that are candid and that allow these legislators to ask questions and to be honest about the complexities of their roles. The candid conversation that occurred in front of stakeholders, I think, brought to light the complexity of this. And I believe that these lawmakers then can then share those conversations with their colleagues on the House and Senate floor about future legislation.